This is Ann Ward, Emergency Program Consultant in Northern Iraq. I'm calling about 12 days after the emergency, which started on August 3rd with the mass exodus of 200,000 people from the Nineveh Plains in Northern Iraq. Since that time, about 50,000 people have entered our governorate here. Many have been sent to the rural areas, but very many are in our own cities. Yazidis, Christians, Shabak, and Turkmen have settled here. Conditions of the families are quite severe. Crowding is overwhelming. Temperatures are very high. There are limited toilet and bathing facilities. People are sleeping together, from what I've heard, in shifts in some of the other churches and other towns because there's not enough space for men and women to sleep together safely. So men sleep in the day and women sleep at night. People are showing signs of trauma. I'm seeing a lot of friends and family members who just stare off into space during the day. And when I ask them questions about how they're doing and what they're feeling, they say, "What can I do? I've lost everything. I've lost my job. I've lost my business. I've lost my education. I've lost my home. I've lost all my possessions." In one community, in particular a historic Christian community, a church that has been there since the 12th century is no longer available to them, and they're feeling this very, very hard. Emergency aid is coming in from NGOs and the UN, but it's not enough to cover everyone as the new refugees come from the Sinjar areas, not refugees, the IDPs come from the displaced Yazidi families in the Sinjar area. Things are dire, and we're working harder to get more help.